Broadcasting live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. My name is Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. Nice to have you here. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Tremendous Wednesday to you wherever you are. It is a hump day, and it's going to be a good one. Plenty of show and lots to cover, starting with hour number one, which is wide open. Got a couple of guests. I'm chasing a third, and the interviews do not start until hour number two. Take advantage of that. Jump in here right now. 1-800-636-8686. Toll free. Big day. We are back on the air in Portland, which pumps me up. I'll get to that later on. Portland, you know the drill. You are a longtime affiliate. I've been in that market for a long time. Went away for several months, but I'm back right now where I belong, in the PDX. We've had station visits there. We've had tour stops there. You know the drill. You know how it works. I'll bump you to the front of the line. And don't be wise about this. Don't come in here and say you're from Portland when you're not from Portland. We'll know where you're from. We have technology. We know exactly where the calls are coming from. Trust me. Do not come in here and say, hey, I get it. That's the way to cut the line. First of all, don't cut the line. Only D-bags cut the line. Do not cut the line. I've got a brand new studio. In fact, Portland, since you last heard from me, I have moved into a new studio. I don't know if you know that or not. The reason we moved into a new studio is because this show is going on television come January 2nd, a live simulcast, 3 hours a day on the CBS Sports Network. As part of this new studio, we have new technology. I know where the calls come from. I can tell where you are when you call. Do not lie. Don't say you're from someplace that you're not from. Keep it in mind. 1-800-636-8686. You can follow me on Twitter, too, at Jim Rome. And, of course, our email still works. Hit me up that way, too. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. In terms of the interviews, we've got UAB Blazers head football coach Bill Clark. Next hour, Brian Fogel, who was just an absolute unbelievable guest on our podcast a couple of weeks back. He's a filmmaker. He's the director of the Netflix documentary Icarus. He not only is all over this story about Russia being banned from the Olympics, he was right in the middle of that story. He's one of the reasons that they're banned from the Olympics. So we'll get into that with him. And in terms of that story, is it a true ban, an official ban? Not necessarily. But Brian Fogel will join me at the top of hour number three. We've got the Ask the Pros coming up too also. And I'm chasing a third guest. I'll let you know who that is when I find that person. Why don't we start with the NFL in Portland? Get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. Starting with the NFL, the league's disciplinarians and appeals officers were very busy yesterday. It was announced that Rob Gronkowski's appeal of his one-game suspension was rejected. Juju Smith-Schuster's one-game suspension was announced, and his appeal was rejected. George Ikola's suspension was announced. His appeal was heard. A decision on that one is expected today, but I would be shocked if his appeal is accepted. So, in other words, the justice was swift. But the question, as always, was it fair? Did the punishments fit the crime? Because you could certainly argue that while the punishments for Gronk and the two players from Monday night were the same, they weren't fair because the incidents were not the same. That Smith-Schuster and Iloka, nasty as those shots were, they were making football plays in a football game. Gronk simply lost his dome and imploded after a play. That was not a football play. That wasn't even during a football play. It was after the play. So the punishments are the same, but the crimes are not. And I know, for example, Juju's teammate Mike Mitchell feels the same way. He tweeted in part, quote, "So Gronk elbow drops a guy off the top rope like Dusty Rhodes and gets same suspension as a guy getting a penalty making a football play." End of tweet. Mike Mitchell went on, quote, 19-43 were making football plays in football games during the play, more specifically before the whistle. 87's play was a downed man post-whistle. I get the league having player safety, that's fine, but don't tell me those are the same offense. End of tweet. And I've got to say, I agree with the guy wholeheartedly. He's right. He's got a point. Smith-Schuster and Iloka were bang-bang plays, deserved to be punished. But Gronk, on the other hand, that was not a bang-bang play. Gronk was after the play, and yet he received the same punishment. Very different crimes, but the same punishment. And herein lies the biggest problem at the moment. Consistency. A.J. Green body slams Jalen Ramsey. He gets nothing. Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib wrestle around a little bit. They chase each other around, but they get two games, which were knocked down to one. Or as Mitchell tweeted, quote, "My real complaint isn't with the at NFL, it's with my fellow players. How did we agree to this CBA? There is no consistency in the way we're disciplined. One week, you can commit a foul and be fined, the next be suspended. One week of fight is an ejection, the next it's a suspension." End of tweet. So Mike Mitchell is the oldest of the old school. He's one of the toughest dudes in that league. He probably didn't want to see either Smith-Schuster or Iloka suspended. I get that. I mean, crazy as it may sound, he probably likes and respects that style of football. After all, he did start his Twitter rant yesterday with, and I quote, "So now you're suspended for helmet to helmet. At NFL is a joke." Well, the answer to that is yes. You're going to get suspended for helmet to helmet. The game is changing. The game has to change. Safety is an enormous concern. If not for the players, then for the league itself. So there's no way that Smith-Schuster was going to flatten Vontaze Burfict and then stand over him and not get suspended. Just like there's no way that Iloka was minutes later going to drill Antonio Brown in the head and just skate. Headshots have got to come out of the game. Your choice as a player is to take them out of the game or sit for a game. But I do completely get the point that if you're going to punish it, then you have to be consistent. While there are some players that don't want to see the game changed, that don't want headshots taken out of the game, my guess is the biggest thing is they want to know where they stand. They want to know what's going to get punished and what won't. If Smith-Schuster and Iloka are going to get a game for football plays, then why does Gronk also get a game for a non-football play? And why did A.J. Green get nothing for a non-football play? So here's where we are now. The now is a suspendable hit the new is Joe Flacco elite? A question that's going to be asked a million times, and we're never going to get the same answer. So the league needs to figure this out. The league has to figure it out because the only thing worse than not punishing players for dangerous hits is punishing players inconsistently and them having no idea what's a penalty and what's not, what's suspendable and what's not. Because while those punishments are the same, the crimes absolutely are not. Where do you come out on this? 1-800-636-8686. It's a good topic. Go ahead and run with it. Other things to hit today, I want to talk about Steph Curry in Golden State. He left Monday's game against the Pelicans, and he's got a sprained ankle. The MRI revealed it was sprained. There is no structural damage. And already the hot takers are coming in. Lots of lava spewing out of people's pie holes. And I need to put a stop to that right away. My thoughts on that later on. Another big topic. Willie Taggart on the move once again. Florida State gets their man. Oregon loses theirs. I've got thoughts that I don't want to give up in the open, but I will a little bit later on. In the NFL, we've been talking a lot. In fact, we had a couple of interviews yesterday about Southern California football. The NFL was not here for more than two decades, but now we have two teams. They're both playing great football. They both look like they can not only make the postseason, but make a deep run in the postseason. The Rams have a key matchup against Philadelphia. And Sean McVay is making some noise. He's not in any way pointing the finger. He's just saying we need to be ready when Philly comes because Philly might bring Philly fan. And they may have to work on a silent count in their own yard, in their own facility. I just want to get into that. And just to say, look, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm a Los Angeles native. I get LA sports fan. I've never been one to crack back on LA sports fan, although I am real about it. Look, we're not the best fans. This is not the best sports town. But the Rams are one of the best stories in the NFL, and there's no way in hell that they should be fearful that they may need to go to a silent count in their own yard, in their own stadium, with Philly coming to town. So, LA sports fan, I typically have your back only because I say I know what you're about. I'm from this town. There are a million things going on. But for one of the few times, I'm here to say, hey, Ram fans, show up. Represent. They should not have to go to a silent count in their own yard. Got that for you a little bit later on. It's Wednesday, so we dropped a new podcast yesterday. Gary Vee came on. Came on from the other end of the world. Sound quality was not the best. I mean, I'll give you that. I'll own that. It was not our best in terms of sound quality, but the content's incredible. So I would encourage you to listen to that and understand that we understand we need to do a better job at the sound quality. But at the same time, the guy was on a cell phone going to the airport in Sweden. It's a good get. He's a very hard guy to turn around. I was not going to take that call. So keep that in mind. And I want to reset that. And did I say, Portland is back. And I'm fired up for it. How many of you listening in Portland right now were there at our tour stop back in the day? Where, among others, Rasheed Wallace showed up. Where, among other things, I went on a Black Hawk helicopter. In all my years of doing this, that was one of my favorite moments ever. Going up in the Black Hawk. That was Portland. Email is coming in already from Portland. This one says, so glad to have you back on the air in Portland after that Irish goodbye. It can understand one thing about the Irish goodbye. I'm all about that. Well, at least I was back in the day when I was younger. Who wasn't about the Irish goodbye when they're younger? Have a pop or four, disappear, say nothing, think it's funny when it's a bag move. Except that's not what I do with affiliates, all right? I never do that with affiliates. That's not my deal. Affiliates will Irish goodbye me, but I don't Irish goodbye them. They'll take me off the air without saying goodbye to me. But I would never go off the air in a market like that and not say goodbye to you. Come on now, Portland. But I am fired up to be back. 102.9, 750 the game in Portland. It's the game, Doug. It's the game. Dear Rome, welcome back to Portland. Signed, guys with disgusting beards. Only listening to vinyl records and biking while yelling at cars to share the road. Steven PHX. Yeah, I don't know, Steve. I got all that here in California. I don't know why that's a Portland thing. And I don't even know why you're talking about Portland, Steve. You're in Phoenix. Keep Portland out your mouth, Steve. In fact, Steve, keep everything out your mouth and stop emailing me. I think I'll break format. We're back in a market where we were and then we weren't and now we are. Let's do it. We go to Portland. Andre in Portland, breaking format, a rare phone call, not only in segment one, but at the end of segment one, when I'm supposed to be in a break. I'm already breaking rules for our pals in Portland. Andre, good morning. What's up, bro? How are you?
Mr. Rome, I apologize for us taking you off the air and replacing you with a racist who got ran off the market and then another show who got ran and then two dudes who think Portland Trailblazers are going to win the championship, which is never going to happen. Ever. So I apologize for that. I've been podcasting your show every day while calling the local show to get you guys back on the air. That tour stop, I got $175 speeding ticket on 47th and Cornfoot when you were here. So that set me back for life. The Broncos suck. John Elway, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. I'll give you a pass for this 1 year, but what the hell is going on, man? I'm out. Thank you.
Andre, my man, rack that call, Alvin. Rack him because that's our first call back from Portland. Hey, listen, I don't really know what they did after I went off the air. I don't concern myself with that because I concern myself with things I can control. I concern myself with things that I'm looking at, so I can't speak to any of that. I just know I'm glad to be back. I'm fired up to be back on the air in Portland. Every market is important to us. Every station that carries this show is critical to us. But I've got history in Portland. I've got very, very good history in Portland. I've had appearances there, station appearances, tour stops. It's just good blood or good vibe, good history. It's good to be back. I hated not being there, but I feel great to be back. Dear Jim, congrats on your return to Rip City. Portland is my hometown and old stomping grounds and where I first found the jungle nearly 20 freaking years ago. Let me stop right there. See, that's what I'm talking about. The kind of history that we have in that market. This guy's saying, I found the show 20 years ago, and I found it in Portland. He goes on, of course, I'm not in Oregon anymore, and I have to let Duck Fan know Boise State will be throttling them and their coachless team in the upcoming Las Vegas Bowl. Signed, Sheldon in Boise. War roams. Rip City return. Damn, it feels good. 102.9, 750 the game. in Portland. Hit me up, Portland. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, I think I'll get into that Oregon story. And Willie Taggart is on the move. Got Bill Clark coming up next hour. Brian Fogel in hour number three. And we are chasing a third guest right now.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. All About Portland. Every phone line right now is lit, and every call is from Portland. That tells you the strength of that market. That tells you how strong the jungle is there. That's absolutely incredible. Every line is lit, and every line is from Portland. In the meantime, Andrew Siciliano tweets, George Iloco wins his appeal. He's no longer suspended. Penalty reduced to $35,000 fine. I'm surprised by that. Right, and this is what I'm talking about when I say the NFL has got to have consistency. So Juju gets suspended for one game because he had Vontaze Burfict. You know, of course, him standing over a fallen player in terms of optics is really bad. And I'm sure that did contribute to it. But in that same game, after the fact, when the NFL is saying we have to do whatever we can to diminish headshots, we got to get that out of the game. And if we can't get it completely out of the game, we have to do whatever we can to make it diminished. And if that means suspending guys to get their attention and to send a message, we'll do that. But then Iloka doesn't get suspended. But Juju did. And even worse, Gronk gets the same suspension. Again, I think the suspension, the penalties, you know what I said 5 minutes ago? The penalties are the same, but the crimes aren't. The penalties aren't the same now. Not if Iloka doesn't get a game. But Juju does, and Gronk does. 1-800-636-8686. It's getting more confusing, not less confusing. And the NFL's got to figure that out. But the big story right now, I say this a lot, the biggest topic in the jungle is off in the jungle. The biggest topic right now is the return of Portland. 102.9, 750 the game. I am pumped. Listen, affiliates come and go in syndicated radio. So it's awesome to be back on in the 971. Now, we did lose PDX for a few months earlier this year. And at that time, the blower was off the hook with calls from people in the market looking for the show. Now, what's interesting is, and something else, look, again, I know what you're thinking before you think it. If you're outside of Portland, I know what you're thinking. If you're inside of Portland, you're thinking, hey, Rome, good to have you back. Or a few of you are probably thinking, damn, Rome, it was great without you. One or two of you were thinking that. One or two of you were thinking, hey, Rome, it was awesome without you. Bad news, I'm back. Now, a lot of you are thinking, it's good to have you back, and we have to make up for last time. That's what you're thinking if you're in the PDX. If you're outside of Portland, I know exactly what you're thinking. If you're listening to this show, anytime anyone hears the word Portland, they immediately go to their default setting. Their default setting being a reset of Portland woman. You know, on the one hand, I can't really say that I blame you, because although I can't get with that call, I don't condone that call, it was a pretty memorable call. There's an important point to be made after the fact, and I'm going to make that point. But first, here's why people think of, quote, Portland woman whenever Portland comes up in this show. It's because Brandon from Portland made this phone call back in 2014 describing what he thinks is a certain kind of woman in his city.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon, and I call it Portland woman. Portland woman, she doesn't shave, she doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with the local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff, gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot, and the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
Yo, is that all, Brandon? Is that all you've got, Brandon? Nothing else? Let's be really clear about this, and don't get it twisted. I don't condone that. I don't agree with that. I don't respect that. That's not what I'm about. I've been doing this for upwards of 30 years. We have over 200 stations on this network. I've been to so many of these markets. Trust me, I've seen Portland woman, San Francisco woman, San Diego woman. L.A. woman, Detroit woman, Buffalo woman, San Antonio woman. And I've seen dudes in all these markets, too. This is not unique to that market, what he described. So I can't condone that on any level. Let me just be very clear about that. Now, having said that, I cannot tell you how many people have come in demanding a reset of Portland woman since I made the announcement a half hour ago that we're back on the air in Portland. Now, the thing is, while you were gone, Portland, it was not the same without you. It just wasn't. The jungle is much better with Portland, Oregon. But I noticed something while you were gone. Portland, Maine, for whatever reason, tried to step up and pick up the slack. Portland, Maine, a city of 67,000, was showing up consistently and representing. It's almost like they figured out, like, all right, they're gone. Big brother Portland, Oregon's gone. We'll step it up. Like, take Eric in Portland, Maine. This guy teed off on Gronk for cheap-shotting Tre'Davious White. This call just came in.
What a disgusting display. I've been watching football a long time. That was I've heard the word classless and dirty hit thrown around. I think that's an understatement. It was premeditated. It was malicious. There was intent to injure, a successful intent to injure. You gave the guy a concussion. It was disgraceful. It really was. I'm actually shocked Gronk didn't get hurt on the play. The guy's about as durable as a dandelion. He's made out of balsa wood. But no ejection. That's the other. No ejection. Any other team in the league, except for the one that hails from Fraudboro, the good old Patsy. No ejection. Gene Steratore standing there like a mannequin, like he usually does during Pats games. Which, by the way, he referees about 75% of their games.
All right. So a good straight take from this week. In fact, the huge call today on Monday. All right. So if I mention Portland, Oregon, and you think of Portland woman. And again, I don't. If I mention Portland, Maine, what do you think of? Maybe Tim from Portland, Maine. You know, the guy who went fake silk in the 2013 Smack Off? Tim in Portland.
Yeah, first I got to say thanks to Silk for letting me call in his spot in the Smack Off. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually.
Hopefully you'll invite me in this year or no. I'll actually be able to call in on my own merits. You still there, Jimmy?
Yeah, I am, but you're not.
That's not a good call. No.
Don't make this any more difficult than it's already not.
You remember that guy? He called in pretending to be Silk. And it was just going, brah, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Portland, Maine. So, Portland, Maine never left. Portland, Oregon is back. We've got both Portlands, and it's great to have you both. Jack to be back on in Portland, Oregon. 102.9, 750 the game. Portland, Maine picked up the slack while you were gone. Portland, Oregon. But now you're back and that's all that matters. Dear Rome, let me be the first to welcome Portland woman back to the jungle. Thanks. Excessive arm hair and bad breath. Weekly bathing, tattered and stained clothing. Matt in Vancouver. Like, Matt, that's lame. This is my point. What? Somebody already made that point, Matt. So why are you just saying what somebody else already said, but not nearly as well? This is exactly what I'm saying. I've received hundreds of those already. So maybe when you think of Portland, you think of Portland woman, not me. When I think of Portland, I think about the Trailblazers. I think about tour stops. I think about station visits. I think about the Blackhawk helicopter. I think about Rashid coming to a tour stop. I think about all the calls we've had over the years. I'm telling you, if I had to rank the things that I think of when I think of Portland, if we play word association, Portland woman's not only not in the top 100, it's not on my list. Dear Romy, you don't know how elated I was to hear your voice today. I have been listening to the Corvallis affiliate through the static instead of that garbage they try to replace you with.
Garbage!
Well, I have to go cut down another 1,000 Christmas trees before lunch. Remember, Bay Area clones, support Oregon agriculture and buy a real tree. And you don't mess with the jungle. Signed, Levi in Portland. Good looking out, my man. Thank you. Dear Rome, been listening since the early days on the nifty 650 in SoCal. Glad you're bringing back the truth in PDX. Chargers suck. Raiders rule out. Bruce in the PDX, Portland's coming in so big. Feels so good. Every line is lit with a Portland call, too. Hey, Bruce, listen, good to have you back. It's good to be back. The Chargers don't suck at all. They're hot. They're an amazing story. At SA Sports Honk is in on Twitter. Jim O's, welcome back to Portland. In a show of solidarity, we, the women of Portland, refused to shave our mustaches until they brought back. Until they brought you back. Anyway, I've covered this already. You got to do better than that. I understand there's going to be that normal initiation process, that welcome back process, maybe some hazing. Come with something fresh. Come with something different. Come with something other than, hey, we missed you. Nice goatee you have on your face, Portland woman. Come on. I need a timeout badly. When we return, clearly I could do this for 3 hours. I won't, but I could. I do want to talk about Willie Taggart, though. On the move to Florida State, Oregon fan is not happy about that. I understand. I'm going to try and make an argument on his behalf. I know why you're upset. I'm not even saying you shouldn't be upset. But I also know why he's going back home. Steph Curry's out. My thoughts on that, too. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Portland, I miss you. It's so good to be back. Time now for a sports update. Here's the very latest. And...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Wednesday, so it's time to ask the pros, where you get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question there. Listen later on. I might answer one of yours. In the meantime, sign up and become an O-Rewards member today. Earn $5 back for every $150 you spend. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. So I mentioned George Iloka, safety for the Bengals, won his appeal. He will not be suspended. I would imagine Antonio Brown is not going to be very happy about that. Antonio Brown was the one who took that shot. And again, I can't believe he held on to the ball. I can't believe he got up. Antonio Brown might literally be the best and toughest receiver I've ever seen, ever. I mean, no hyperbole, that good. But he was not happy about that. Of course, that's not the first time he's felt like Cincinnati got dirty with it and took a cheap shot on him. So when Juju was trying to apologize for laying out Vontaze Burfict and standing over him, you could hear Antonio Brown not far away saying, karma, karma, karma.
Karma.
That's not me.
It's called karma.
I apologize for that. And
it's called karma.
With that being said,
it's called karma. Karma.
So obviously he's not happy about this. I know he's not happy about it. So, once again, the crimes are not the same. And now the punishments are not the same. They were before. But again, he doesn't get a game, but Juju does and Gronk does. And Gronk's crime, which was not a football play during a football play, is the same punishment as another guy who made a football play. You know, and why do I think that the NFL does take into consideration who they're dealing with? How else can you explain A.J. Green not getting a suspension? You know, because it was easy to say, that's so out of character, that's not who that guy was, first-time offense. But then they look at Tlaib and Crabtree, and these guys were multiple offenders against themselves, and they get 2 games. But it's dropped to 1 game. Where's the consistency? In the meantime, the biggest topic still is our return to Portland. With that in mind, we go to the phones. Chris in Portland. Chris, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Great, Jim. Hey, thanks for getting back on the air, buddy. We appreciate you being here. I got 3 things. First one, Willie Taggart. It's cool that you went back home to coach, but I'm calling you out. Do not accept any athlete that you recruited at Oregon to Florida State. Man up and get your own boys at Florida State. Don't take ours. Second, don't sleep on the Blazers, boys. I tell you, Damian Lillard, look at the numbers, one of the best in the league. Nurk, he's coming out. It's going to be great this year. And then last, Jim, but most important, we here in the PDX, man, we need an update. I know there's been some clone-on-clone wars. I know the smack-off is crazy, and my local boy, Chael Sonnen. I mean, what's up, Jim? Where are we at?
You got it. I can update you on that. Thanks, bro. That's Chris in Portland. Let me update you on what you missed, Portland, because I was off the air there several months. You missed a lot of good stuff. You missed a lot of really important things here in the jungle. Now, he mentioned the smack-off. You did miss the smack-off. Unless you found your way to it, you missed it. Leff and Laguna doubled up. He won his second smack-off in a row. However, not before Brad and Corona did something that had never been done before. Brad Ancona came in. I thought that he would attempt to go wire to wire, except he did something I would have never, ever expected. He went kamikaze to lead off the event. Portland, you missed one of the greatest moments, not only in Smackoff history, not only in this show's history, I'm going to say in radio history.
Hey, finishing up, Jimmy, my daddy always told me if you ain't first, you're last, and I'm 99% sure that with my scheduling conflict, I'm not getting first. And knowing that, Jim, I should probably just get last. So out of respect for the Smackoff and my fellow competitors, Chael, Mike, Vic, Steve, Cam, is there a Cam? I don't know. All the other lames whose names I can't remember, I will now do the honorable thing by committing Smackoff suicide, also known as Smackoff Harakiri or Seppuku, which will bring honor to this competition and allow someone else besides me for a change to win the $5,000 this year. I'm going to end my call with a joke that I've written myself. I hope you like it. And Alvy, get ready to send me to meet my maker. Okay, so Najee Davenport, Peppermint Patty, and an uncircumcised Euro walk into a laundromat. Patty turns to Najee and says, "Hey, does it stink in here to you?" The Euro says, "No, those are just my turtlenecks."
Alvin, I'm not really sure why it took you as long as it did to run him when he said that. But that was Brad Ancona. You missed that, Portland. You missed that. And in case you didn't follow what he was doing, Brad Ancona had a scheduling conflict that day. For whatever reason, he couldn't clear his schedule for the Smackoff. So he had to go first. He knew that he had no chance to win going first because he would not be able to respond to everything that happened after the fact. So he felt the only honorable thing to do was to fall on his sword, which is what he did. You missed that. You missed Leffen Laguna going back-to-back. You missed Brad Ancona doing that. What else have you missed since I've been off the air there? I launched a brand new original podcast that went to number one on the Apple iTunes charts. You might wonder how it went to number one. Well, actually, we got to a very good start. The thing dropped. It was in the top 10, top 5. It actually went to number 3, which was a very big deal. I was really proud of that. But then I said, I'll tell you what I'll do for you, clones. Because here's something you may remember. Constantly, clones are trying to bring back things that I've taken away from the program. Things that may have been all right in the mid-90s, even early 2000s, but are no longer appropriate. Things that no longer work. You know, things like personal appearance, the Rat Family, the Toby and Houston call, bum smack. Things that are no longer appropriate and frankly probably should have never been appropriate. But in a moment of weakness, and I really underestimated the power of the clones, I said, if you make my podcast number one, I will bring these things back. And not one or two of them, but all of them. And I'll bring them all back in a single show. Get me to number one. And of course, the only reason I made that promise is I knew there was no way you would get me to number one. Why would I ever promise to bring back all of that when it could cost me my job? Literally cost me my job. Think how politically correct everything is right now. It could have cost me my job. So I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you what, clones. Here's a little carrot for you. Get me to number one, and I'll let you talk junk about bums. You can say whatever you want about how somebody looks in personal appearance smack. I will bring back the Rat Family. We will put new rats in that family. And I will play the call that I said that I would never, ever play ever again. And I called that day Romageddon. And I did all those things because the clone shocked me by getting me to number one. Portland, you missed Romageddon, one of the most amazing days ever. And it will never happen again. What else went down the last few months? I moved studios, as I mentioned. I announced a TV simulcast. We go live on TV on CBS Sports Network January 2nd. Portland, make sure you have CBS Sports Network so you can watch this show. And also, don't worry, you can always get caught up with the Daily Jungle podcast. The year in review is coming up at the end of the month. And he also mentioned clone-on-clone crime. Has there been any of that? There's been lots of that. Dan in Denver and Rick in Buffalo always going at it. Josh in Detroit is a crime against the entire jungle. That's Josh against the jungle. San Diego Charger fan is bent against the world because their team moved and is having success. So what I'm saying, PDX, it's good to be back, but you missed. You missed a little. Now you missed a lot. You missed quite a bit, but now you're back, and that's all that matters. Now you're back, and that's all that matters. If you don't believe that I really did all those things in one day in a show that we called Romageddon, we did, and you missed it, and I can't play it back. I'm shocked that they didn't suspend me, fine me, even fire me. But they can't do jack if I play the trailer.
Terrell Suggs. I mean, he has the gums the size of an elephant and teeth the size of a mouse.
Mike Sherman is a fat, pear-shaped loser.
I only want to talk about the abundance of oil on Doc Rivers' nose and forehead.
There's been a moratorium on bum smack.
Bum smack.
Appearance smack. Banned on this show for years.
The family's never coming back for any reason. I will quit before I bring this family back.
I was happier than Gary Gaetti sitting in a big pile of cedar chips.
I want to add Roth and the Dahl to the Red family.
Ed Olmos. L.A. County. Pineapple. Dodge. Ball champ.
San Antonio people, please quit drilling on top base.
Bottom line is this: you get one segment of bum smack.
More bums playing chess with dog turds.
Get a segment of the rat family.
I told Emerson I'd do this.
They're a bunch of rats.
You would get one segment of personal appearance smack.
Hey, Jim, this is Charlie Weiss. I was trying to get some of that jungle caramel you got.
You get the one call from the one guy talking about that one thing in his
back to your phone calls. Toby in Houston. Hi, Toby. How are you?
You doing, Jim? Hey.
That was the promo that we ran all week long leading up to Romageddon. And then we had it. This email to end hour number one from the Rip City. Romy, my man, I am jacked up right now. Brother, it's so awesome to have you back on in Rip City. Like many others in our great city, I was bent when they pulled your show off the airwaves. Been listening to your show for over 10 years. I had to resort to live streaming your show every day on CBS Sports Radio and calling the local station to express my outrage. Today is a win for us. War the Jungle being back in PDX. Eric in Rip City. Eric, I'm hyped. Could not be more pumped to be back home. Romy, they hate us because they ain't us. Good summers, good winters, good food, good coffee, authentic sports fans, and real Christmas trees. Great to have you back in Portland. Signed, TJ in PDX. It's good to be home. It's good to be back. We go to hour number two. Open phones to start the hour, and I'm still chasing. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome, and we are back in Portland. This is CBS Sports Radio.